Trend number six, demography, immigration, and the future of the American economy. Obviously, the United States needs to get better control of its borders and enforce whatever laws we put in place. But contrary to what many people now believe, research by the National Research Council under the auspices of the National Academy of Sciences showed that immigration is actually good for the U.S. economy. Immigrants add about $10 billion to the economy annually. Meanwhile, immigration negatively affects the incomes and employment opportunities of only a small subset of American citizens, those in unskilled jobs with inherently low wages. In other words, the overwhelming majority of Americans enjoy a more robust economy as a direct result of immigration, because it increases the supply of labor and lowers the prices of goods and services. About 800,000 people immigrate legally to the United States each year. Another 300,000 come here illegally each year. About 43% of the combined total of 1.1 million immigrants originate in Latin America and the Caribbean. About 25% are from Canada and Europe, and another 25% are from Asia. The remaining 6-7% come from all other nations. Immigrants with lower skill levels provide cheap labor. Without immigrant labor, some industries such as textiles, agriculture, and restaurants couldn't survive without huge price increases. And domestic services wouldn't exist on the scale we see today without that population of laborers either. Those workers compete with each other and with Americans who have not graduated from high school. Over their lifetimes, most new immigrants will add considerably more to the government treasury in terms of taxes than they will receive in public services. And, according to a recent article in Forbes, it is the very diversity of the U.S. population that gives America the unique strength and resilience it will need to recapture the momentum that enabled its greatness in the first place. That article cites the diversity of human experience and connections that drive America's post-racial economy, and goes on to say, if the U.S. wants to retain its preeminence, it needs to go with what makes it a great country, its protean national and increasingly post-racial business culture. But the big impact of immigration and increased diversity is happening at the highest levels of business, the professions, and the sciences. To see the future of business, all we need to do is take a look at American business schools. Up to half of all business students at Stanford, MIT, Wharton, the University of Chicago, and Berkeley are foreigners. They are the next wave of American entrepreneurs and business leaders. Consider this. In the 15 years prior to 2005, 1/4 of all venture-backed companies were founded by immigrants. Of the 2007 Fortune 100 companies, 14 had CEOs that were born outside of the United States. 8 natives of India are CEOs of American companies with more than $2 billion in sales, including Citicorp, Adobe Systems, and PepsiCo. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola is run by a native of Turkey, and Kellogg's CEO is from Australia. The man many expect to take over Berkshire Hathaway when Warren Buffett retires is a former Tiananmen Square activist named Li Lu. Immigrants are 60% more likely than native-born Americans to start a new business. This could be anything from a high-tech startup to the vast array of small retail shops, restaurants, garment factories, trucking lines, and food processing businesses now in operation by immigrants. Foreigners run banks, insurance agencies, funeral homes, and grocery stores. They find needs in their communities and quickly fill them. This is nothing new. A.P. Giannini was the son of Italian immigrants, born in San Jose, California in 1870. While working as a produce dealer, he discovered that banks refused to do business with him or the farmers that were his clients. So, he opened the Bank of Italy in a San Francisco saloon in 1904. With it, he pioneered branch banking, and the company's name was eventually changed to the Bank of America. Clearly, this is not some recent phenomenon. In fact, the farther back in America's history you go, the more you find that immigrants are the ones who founded the companies that became the backbone of the economy. The key point is that this trend is not seen in other countries. In 2005, the United States naturalized more new citizens than any other nation. By contrast, the next nine countries in line after the U.S. did not have a combined total as large. Along with the highest birth rate of any advanced economy, our extraordinary ability to attract, retain, and leverage talented immigrants more than offsets the demographic hurdles we share with other advanced economies. Speaking of demographic hurdles, Japan and Russia have already been devastated by aging and shrinking populations. The EU and China will be hit hard, beginning in the coming decade. But fortunately for both the EU and the United States, the reality may be much better than the original projections by demographers indicated. Recent research published in the journal Science shows that increased life expectancy and advances in medicine mean that the American population will have an effective age that is a lot younger than simple chronological measurements would indicate. Using a new metric known as the Adult Disability Dependency Ratio, or ADDR, America's population will be quite a bit younger than many other nations where the average chronological age is actually lower. ADDR measures the ratio of those who need care to those who can give care, and it shows that the speed of aging in the U.S. has been lowered by as much as 80% when compared with simple chronological measurements. Immigration will also lower the average age of the U.S. population, which is expected to grow to 387 million by mid-century, or 124 million more than today. Two-thirds of that growth will be due to immigration, with about 85 million Latin Americans in the country by 2050. The number of children in kindergarten through eighth grade will increase by 17 million. So there will be a fresh, new population of young people entering the United States going forward. How do we see this trend playing out? We offer the following three forecasts. First, America's position in the global economy will remain robust. Because of the unique combination of entrepreneurial spirit, optimism, and youth, America's workers, from the top to the bottom, are better positioned to prosper going forward. Moreover, because of the unique mixture of ethnicities in America, its workers and leaders are already starting from an advantage when it comes to dealing with other cultures. The very diversity that characterizes America will allow the nation to thrive in the global marketplace in ways that other homogenized nations just can't imagine doing. This represents the best model for national business success in the 21st century. Second, advances in medicine and technology, along with increased immigration, will keep America's population working longer, if not actually staying younger. As people in good health age, they will not want to retire, and they may represent a whole new wave of entrepreneurial activity as they leave lifelong jobs and start new businesses. At the same time, youthful immigrants will be starting businesses at every level, from the corner grocery store to the global corporation. And third, the United States will increasingly manage its immigration policies to maximize economic value. While immigration continues to make a positive contribution to our society, it's becoming increasingly obvious that policies over the past half century have been suboptimal. Too many people with few marketable skills and even criminal backgrounds enter the country. Meanwhile, we place artificial limits on the influx of highly skilled professionals. In the coming decade, there will be a serious push to seal the border with Mexico and institute a formal guest worker program. At the same time, legislation aimed at attracting the best and brightest from around the world will be enacted. This twofold approach will enable the United States to reinforce its historical competitive advantage.